folks in Salem are actually putting a plan in action together. And I'm back, bitches.
He's back, bitches.
Days of Our Lives is next.
You're tuning in to the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to this week's edition of Dish and Days. I am your host, Matthew Evan Payne, joined by the Chocolate Twins all the way down my left. Why don't you introduce yourself?
That's you.
Oh, it's me. Hi, I am James Lodge. You know who I am. I'm so glad to be back with you guys this week.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
And hi, everyone. I'm Tony Moore.
He sure is. Welcome back. I've got my chocolate twins joining me.
Look at
that. We're joined.
Yep.
Double. Joined.
We've got milk
double
chocolate,
trouble.
Dark chocolate, and white chocolate.
And white chocolate, that's
wait,
right.
But now the question is...
Yes.
Who is dark chocolate?
You know it's you, not me.
You completely tried my entire
life. Okay, look at our skin colors. I wish I was dark
we
chocolate.
We are the same complexion.
No, we're not.
Okay, never mind.
I wish I was dark chocolate. I like
you
dark
take
chocolate.
Caramel. I'll be milk chocolate.
Ooh, caramel.
Ooh.
The quiet storm
is gone.
Now I want chocolate.
Everybody loves a piece of chocolate.
Behave yourself over there, James. Black Jr.
You know that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, look at Daquan already coming from you. He said, hi, Matthew. I'm the biggest Greg Vaughn fan.
Oh, wow. Let's wait until the end of the show. Where I'll
already.
Win yet again, Daquan.
Mm-hmm. Look at Daquan.
Thank you, guys. I'm happy to be back. Thank you. Mark is skipping school.
Oh, yes. Mark is in Ohio.
Mark's straightening his hair today, so he won't be joining us.
Yes. And shout out to, there's some new people in our chat. So, hello, new people who are joining us. Ooh. Looks like for the first time. Welcome. Thank you.
Do you think
welcome.
It's your following from GH Report and the
Hopefully.
Bowl Breakdown?
The Bowl Breakdown. Come on over. Follow me. They follow me anywhere from my, you know, zoo after show. Who knows where we're coming from. I love it.
Well, if you're following James Lott Jr., Tony Moore, or Matthew Payne, also make sure to follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Dish and Days and on Twitter _ Dish and Days.
The ad is implied.
Yeah, Tony is chocolate milk. Okay, so on that note,
you sound real better.
I'm like chocolate milk,
but you sound better.
Okay, I'm like okay. On a slightly serious note, some of you guys do know this out there. I lost a very good friend of mine to cancer, ovarian cancer, Allison Roberts, on Friday. And as you know, as I just lost my brother like a month ago, so it's been a very rough time for me. But I'm here today because she loved having me on the show. Mm-hmm. She loved Days of Our Lives. She thought me, Mark, and Tony were hilarious. And she yelled at me when I left the show.
Yes. I yelled at you, too.
Yeah, yes, too.
She didn't know you, Matthew. So
she didn't know, yeah. But she yelled at me for leaving.
And I yelled at him too.
Yes. And one of the last things we did together, if you can go on my page, you can see a picture of us together. That weekend I was there, we actually watched some of our episodes of the show.
Aww.
And she really liked that. And so I'll miss you forever and I'll dedicate the show to you today.
Well, sending our love and prayers to you, to her family.
Yes.
I'm sorry for your loss.
To Casey and to her grandkids and grandkids.
Now she pop up in this chat.
She's there. I'm like, oh my God, Allison, you're here. Yes, I would love that.
We all going to hell.
So I'm sure she's watching somewhere.
She is.
Yes. Thank you. Yes, thank you. I got through it, you guys. I didn't cry. I got through it.
Okay, here we go. Oh, my God. 115 people watching live.
Because of me. Because I'm back. And I'm black.
Stop it. You're both. You're both. You're back and you're black.
But I'm back and black.
What did you guys think of? Yes.
Okay.
Oh, and we've got Steven joining us.
Yes, Steven is joining us in the control room.
That's it.
Exactly how I feel. Hi, Steven.
I just love that.
Alexis is getting her life together.
Yeah, Alexis is getting
her life. On to bigger and better things.
Yeah.
She was like, if Mark's taking the day off, so am I.
So am I, that's right.
I won't spread rumors.
No, really? Like, so the real reason, just kidding.
The tea is. No,
if you want to know where she is, ask Steven. He was telling everybody.
I tell you, everybody.
And if you really want to know where she is, ask me.
Yeah. We love Alexis. I love it. We love Alexis, and we'll see her next week, I'm sure.
Yes.
What did we think of this week's episodes of Days of Our Lives?
I thought they were very interesting. I'm still loving the moments that I still feel like I'm having. Because, I mean, I consider myself to be a very smart person.
Oh, okay.
But Days of Our Lives fooled me this week. Because I was sitting there like, Well, no, he didn't. Like, that's how I was. So, yeah. So, you know, I thought it was a very interesting ring. And I've said it since they arrived. I love the Xander, Clyde, Orpheus storyline. So, there's that.
Someone in the chat room just said, are these guys gay?
Well, I... Exactly. That's your answer, guys. That's your answer.
I'm not.
I'm just slightly. No, so my thing is, because I don't, like I said, I don't watch the show every single week. Because I'm busy watching other shows at the same time.
You're just so busy.
I can't do it all. But what I like is every time I come back in to watch Days of Our Lives, the pace is faster. It's actually really inclusive. They're showing so many family members and ties, and they're bringing them together. I love Umbrella Stories. I'm a big fan of Umbrella Stories. Like Tony said, I like the three guys overseeing the whole town. They're all trying to fight together, but you're seeing pockets of people meeting up and trying to make plans.
Entire cast is incorporated.
Yes, yeah. I love that so much. I have a couple of rants, but for the overall, I like what the direction is going.
Yeah.
I do too. I felt like it was a little busy this week.
It was very busy this week.
There was a lot going on. Everyone had a scene with everybody, so it was hard to keep track of.
I was going
to
cry. I was supposed to write down. I was like, you guys know my note card. But I had like all these note cards trying to write this stuff down.
Smoke started coming from my notepad and pen.
Jesus, there was so much going on, which in a way it's great for us, obviously.
Yeah, of course.
We will jump in a moment, but we will be taking calls once we are done with tidbits, so... Get your questions ready.
Yeah, and comments and such.
And Tony, why don't you tell them the number to call?
The number later on will be 424-253-0749.
One more time, they can call.
424-253-0749. I sound like one of those one
law office.
Yeah, exactly.
Or I didn't think law. I went straight dirty.
You did.
1-900.
Oh, never mind. I don't want to get Steven all worked up.
Should we hop on in?
Let's do it.
It's now time to start
Dishing Days.
I was like, I was going to reach over and try to.
Oh, you tried it.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to do it?
No, I'm too far away. Too late now. It's done.
Yeah, I'm too far away.
Bum bum.
God. Thanks, Stephen.
Marion, have your note cards too? That's why I think those cards are legendary. I do my note cards.
You can sell them.
I could sell them. And sign them and sell them.
Yeah.
Okay, right. This week's top storyline was Clad. What is
Clad.
Wrong with me?
Clad.
That's the marriage name of Clyde and Chad. Clad. Clyde, Chad, and Andre, along with Lucas and Adrian. What did we think?
Loved it.
Okay, so as I was saying earlier, you know the moment where I said Dave surprised me?
Yes.
And I was like, So, when Clyde came through the catacomb... And I was like, ooh, girl, first of all, you can't just walk up in somebody's house like that.
Right.
Like, you know, you got to knock or do something. You just, you know, I understand you know where the tunnel is. Everybody does by now.
Everyone should know the tunnels.
I know it.
Yeah, like, you can't just come busting in. And then I was like, okay. So then when it was revealed that Andre was, like, working with Clyde, I was like, shut the front door, Andre. Yeah. I thought you was trying to be good. Mm-hmm. But it all made sense because he was upset that Chad, and then felt like Chad couldn't run DeMar Enterprises. And then Clyde was going after the baby, which I still don't understand. Like, that baby is not even in your bloodline. Like, what you going to do?
Right.
So then when Adrian and Lucas were down in the panty room, I was like, oh, that's smart. Keep him in the panty room. That way he don't know. Then the baby started crying. And I was like, oh, Lord Jesus. But then Chad got shot.
Yes, I was
like, oh, no. Andre done went crazy and done shot Chad. What is Mark gonna do now?
I know, right?
And then Lucas and Adrian came up, and I was just like, oh! And then all of a sudden it was like, joke's on you, Clyde. And I was like, what? That was all a plan?
Yeah,
I was shocked.
It was a good plan.
Oh!
I love that. I agree
with
the panic
you.
Group.
Oh! You said it all for me, actually. That's exactly how I felt.
So that covers that storyline.
I know. That's how I felt.
It was just like, filled with so much, like, because I seriously thought, like everything was happening. I was like, look at Dina Hickley coming in and just saying, y'all thought it was going to be one way, but it's going to be this way. And I was like, you know what? Fan with open arms is just going to take it. And I was like, just when you thought Andre was good, and then... That's how I felt. Like, I went through it, kind of.
Yes. No, I agree with you. I completely was like, this is going that direction. And then I was like, surprise!
Yes.
And it was like, no, it's not going that direction at all. I'm like, because they never said the plan, obviously. Remember, they never said the plan.
They never said what the plan was.
Because what's his name? Because Chad was like, okay, let me tell you what the plan is. And then it cuts away. So you never saw it. So I'm like, this is really smart. I like that. I kind of like that. A little suspense within suspense.
Had no idea.
They needed to get Adrian a paper bag. Why? She was screaming.
Oh, yes. She's
screaming. At a certain point, I was like, she needs to stop.
She had to have the dramatics.
But then I thought...
Pietà.
Right. But then I thought, if someone had been shot right in front of, well, me even, I would probably be reacting the exact same way.
I wonder what Mark's reaction would have been to be standing there and seeing Chad shot.
Just like Adrian.
Talk about dramatic.
Do you think more or less dramatic than Adrian?
And more.
We should run a poll.
A whole lot more. You know what? I suddenly see Mark like going,
no! He'd jump in front of the bullet.
Yeah, he would. And trying to jump in front of the bullet, but because he has bad timing, like, it still would have hit Chad anyway.
The only thing that made me think that he wasn't really shot was how unsure Andre was about, well, Chad just kind of came for me. Because Andre has an answer for everything. He's never nervous. But when he kind of acted hesitant as to Chad actually coming at him, I thought, I don't know if he really came at you.
I don't know. Like, well, I know it was that moment where he had the gun and he was just like oh, what did I do?
Yeah.
But then I was just like, oh, that wasn't part of your plan. But you kind of went...
Could
like,
work with it, kind of.
But like, you kind of went hope and like hope. Just shot people up.
And that would have been the second time that Chad would have been shot.
Yes. He was shot before.
Right.
Who was he shot by?
Oh my God, what's his name?
In TBD, when it was KCDJ.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it was twice. He's been shot twice.
Who did shoot him?
I'm blanking out.
Was it somebody going...
The girl, right?
Someone was going after EJ, not...
Yeah, I think so.
And he jumped in front of the bullet? Somebody knows.
What I thought, this is my question for you guys, because I haven't watched that much off and on. So Lucas and Adrian are married?
Mm-mm.
So they're not married?
They're just together. I'm still not on board.
You're not on board?
Nope.
No.
See, I had a long time ago, I liked them together, so they're not good together?
No.
I'm saying, okay.
Mm-mm.
Who should Lucas be with? There's nobody on there's no one left, is there, for Lucas to be with?
Lucas?
He's related to everybody. He's a whore. He's related to everybody.
Sammy.
She's on the show.
You could have ran off with her. Oh no, not like
we
that.
We like Brian DiTillo.
I love Brian,
but I'm just saying, like, okay, whatever.
There was one who's left. I'm just saying, who's left?
That new girl that he was gonna start with, but then they kicked her off.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
It was a great old fashioned kind of, like I said, suspense within suspense.
Mm-hmm.
And literally, I like Tony. I thought it was going one direction. I'm thinking, oh, wow, Andre really did turn on him.
Yeah.
And it made sense in character. But anyway, to me, Tail Pangolis, I could watch him read the phone book. I could watch him. I love his interaction with Clyde. Him and James Reed had such great chemistry going back and forth, because James Reed was like, Clyde was just like, I'm blue. We're out of your mouth, you're a Demira.
Yeah.
And Andrew's just like, you don't want to shoot me. I know you want to, but you don't want to shoot me. His delivery is just so smooth. And he's just so, I mean, no Tail, of course, too, but he's a nice guy, but it's like, he's so good.
God. I like that Andre told Clyde he wanted Chad dead.
Yeah.
There was so much this week.
Yeah.
It moved at a rapid pace.
Oh my God, yeah.
I felt like so much happened, and then I kind of think very little happened. I think there was a lot of discussion. There was a lot of discussion, but nothing, I mean, until toward the end of the week.
Yeah.
Which I don't mind. I mean, sometimes you'll get no discussion, and it goes from A to Z, and you're like, well, give us two scenes for an explanation.
Thank you.
We got a lot of explanation. Scenes together. People were meeting up and calling and talking, which I can appreciate on some level.
Lucas told Kate he disapproves of her working with Andre.
Who said that?
Lucas told Kate that.
Yeah.
I like their scenes together, too.
Oh, I think Brian DiTillo and Lauren Castle are such great chemistry. Anyways, mother and son. And because neither of them are perfect. And they kind of, I always said this before, I did Look Who's Related on them a long time ago. He's the only kid that she raised. They're kind of like brother and sister, and mother and son. I have that relationship with my mother. We kind of grew up together.
Mm-hmm.
They kind of did too, when she was trying to build up from being a prostitute and trying to build her life together.
Was everybody a prostitute?
They all were. Well,
everybody was in the hole.
But so I like
how you get your start in Salem.
Mm-hmm, okay.
That shoulder though.
That doesn't. Okay. Yeah,
is he big boy?
Is he gay? You be the judge.
Ooh, definition of shade.
Shady that Sunday. Was shade.
Kind of shady.
That was
shady.
Welcome
that was,
back.
That was.
I'm back, bitches.
I'm back, bitches.
He's back,
that's right.
Bitches.
That's right.
And then so they come in, they arrest Clyde.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Who thought that Clyde was still going to get away? I thought for 2 seconds
he was going to vanish into
just
thin air.
Yeah. Just go. Yeah. Yep. I did. I totally thought that. I was like, wait for it.
Wait for it.
Because it was two Salem PD holding him. I was like, watch. Oh, they actually got
it.
Oh,
and there's JJ.
Yeah.
Yep. And then Gabby stuck around to talk to Chad so he could change his shirt. Did anyone think maybe he should run up and take a shower before putting on a brand new fresh shirt with blood still on his skin, that fake blood?
It was ketchup.
Is that what, did they say that?
Mark came and licked it up.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I'm kidding.
That happened during commercial break. But I thought you're putting on a brand new shirt. Go take a shower.
Here's my problem.
It was just to get him shirtless in front of Gabby.
Of course. But here's my problem. I don't think JJ looks like a cop to me.
No.
He's like a child in a cop uniform.
Like a rookie.
It just looks weird to me. I don't buy it.
Like a rookie, yeah.
He's a rookie.
I don't buy it.
He's a rookie.
I don't buy it either.
He's a rookie.
And did you know, it was one of the scenes, I think it was on Friday, where they're at the station and Hope asks JJ a question. She's like, hey Devereaux. I was like, that's Jennifer's son. You would never call him that.
Well, she can't be like, what? Hey, cuz. Right. So, or right. Hey, what? They're cousins, right?
They're cousins.
How about, hey, JJ?
Yeah.
Well, it's cop terminology.
I get it.
You know what I mean? Like,
no,
hey,
that's
Brady.
That's not lost on me.
Hey, Hernandez.
Right.
Yo, Devereaux.
Right.
Yeah, but he's just like, he was like a little boy that she
saw
grow up, and all of a sudden he's Devereaux.
I don't buy him as a cop, sorry. And so, and Days J agrees with me. I don't buy him as a cop, and I'm not buying it.
But he's
selling. And I like Casey Moss. I mean, he's hot and everything. I like all that stuff. I like him personally, but I just don't care for the.
He's a rookie. I'm going to go with that.
Okay.
I'm going to go with that.
Okay.
Yep, that's what I'm going to go with.
Final answer?
Final answer. Survey says, ding, ding, ding.
Ding, ding, ding.
Ding, ding, ding.
He's a rookie.
He's a rookie.
You heard it here first, folks.
He's
JJ Devereaux.
Rookie.
The rookie. So I guess basically that part of, he's captured. So I guess we got one down, two to go.
Yeah.
What's going on there? I guess with that.
One down, two to go.
One down, two to go.
Well, speaking of the next one, Xander, Nicole, and Deimos.
This was my favorite storyline of the week.
Okay.
I liked it. Nicole. Nicole slays those scenes.
No, she's good. Ari's good, and of course, Vincent Azari and Paul Telfer are great. They're
wonderful.
All great. They're
love
all
Sandra,
great.
You know.
Oh yeah, but yeah, and we've said this on the show for the last year. We want to keep him on the show. Like, I want him to keep him on the show. I don't want him gone. He can be a really complex villain. They need to keep him on the show.
Yeah. Xander,
yes,
I agree.
But him and Deimos, they're complex. They both were outcasts. I mean, there's so much to get mine. He's a good actor. There's to get mine from him. The fans love him. I know that. They love him.
Vincent's an amazing villain.
Yeah, he's so good.
He's so good.
He's good at everything he does anyway. I've been a fan since Lou Jack back in the 80s and Guiding Light.
When Deimos tries to be sweet and soft with Nicole, you know that the bad boy is just like dying to get out.
Yeah. He wants her at the house. He's like, bitch, move in the house.
Everybody named Mama is at that house.
That's just what she said.
No idea, but we only see one side of it. But I feel like when you go upstairs, like, I mean, what do you walk down, like, this long hall?
Right.
To, like, the other side, to, like, the west wing of the mansion?
I love when we were talking about it being a nice mansion, and JP was like, it's a nice living room.
I mean, anybody can live there, I guess, but even Nicole was like, okay, everybody's living here. I don't live with all these people.
But I think she's also still trying to... She's there with Deimos, but she's still trying to find, like... I love this week where she was like, you know what? I need to deal with my past before I can deal with the future. And then she bolted...
I love that.
...off of the bodyguard. She's like, oh, I left my jacket.
That was great. She was like, Ray, could you grab my jacket?
Yeah, that's what she's thinking.
And then he popped up.
He found her. He ran away.
Okay.
He was creepy.
So, can I take you guys to when she went to... Daniel's gravesite.
Please do. I was
first of all, didn't
disgusted.
Know that his middle name was James.
I know that either. Apparently. I know. I know either.
Dr. Daniel James Jonas.
And Mark Freeman and Daniel have something in common.
Oh,
they share
so
the same
funny.
Middle name.
Oh my God, they do. Oh my. Mark's gonna love that. He's gonna love that one.
Okay, but when she, you know, she. Ari is great. She does a great job.
Right.
You know, it was a tearful moment, you know, basically letting go of this part of her life. But when she put that ring on top of that gravesite, I was like, honey, you don't put that ring on top of that gravesite?
Do something with it.
Pawn it.
Something.
Give it away.
Melt
it into something.
Yeah, melt it into something.
Give it to
Parker. Do something. Don't you leave it on that gravesite.
Oh, I agree, Mary Waz. Ray is hot. Nicole's body heart was hot. Yeah, he's hot.
Yeah.
No.
You like him? I kind of like him.
No, I'm good.
I thought he served the purpose well. I thought that he was creepy bodyguard.
Mm-hmm. There was another bodyguard that was hotter.
Oh, there was
another
one.
Yeah.
No, it's you know, for me, I didn't care about Daniel Jonas, so I was like, whatever. But
she had to let that go in order to move forward with Deimos. And then... Oh, so suspenseful.
He looked at you, so he looked at me. I know what's next, but...
When they
exchange.
Oh, no, wait.
I'll give you Teresa for Nicole. That was so funny to me later on.
Oh, no, wait. But before we got there, Xander pops up at the gravesite.
Yes.
Yeah.
Scared me.
He knocked Ray unconscious.
Yes, he did.
And
you know she was like, mother.
I know. Mother of God.
Xander pops up with his little coiffed hair.
He has hair. I know his hair. And I love it.
He's sexy.
He is. He's great.
I'd let him kidnap me. Like, we missed a part, though. At the very beginning of the week, when Deimos asked Nicole to stay, she was going to go and do her thing. And he said that he would have a room made up for her, and she agreed to stay. And then they were going to make love.
And then Brady walked in.
That's
looking,
nice.
Looking for Tate's toy.
Toy.
Keep them toys in that bedroom.
Yes.
And a drink for Teresa.
I know. That was hilarious. He came back with a drink. He's like, here you go. Because actually, okay, I know that's a tidbit. I'm just going to say it now because it's kind of brought it up. Mm-hmm. I thought it was very realistic, her portrayal, because I have raised a child and a baby. That first year or so is really hard, because babies just need all your attention.
Oh, how Teresa went off the
deep end. Ask any mother out there, they will tell you it's completely realistic. And she played it so well. And Brady's such a dude. Like, he's like, oh, I could do that, I guess. And she's like, I'll just do it. Like, but she was completely out of her wits' end. So I love that he brought that big fruity drink in. And she was like, that's really sweet, but I can't really... If I drink it, I'll just, like, fall asleep. But she just like, I just need sleep. It completely made sense to me. That was great.
I think so too.
That was great.
That a soundbite?
Is that a... Oh, my phone.
So yes, now...
That's a soundbite.
Oh, and then Brady told Nicole, you know, pretty much as creepy as it was that I just almost saw you have sex with your boyfriend. I've never seen you happier.
Yeah. I was like,
That's true.
You guys are ridiculous. Yeah, it's kind of weird. It's all... It's funny. These women go through that whole Kiriakis family, don't they? Chloe, Nicole, you know, they all kind of work it out, don't they? They kind of go through the family.
Well, ain't nobody in Salem.
So, yes, Paul Telfer, Xander is walking sex.
Yes, I was just going to say.
Yeah, I saw a comment. I completely agree.
Actually.
Geraldo said, when Nicole left the ring, I needed Maxine's son to sashay in and say, girl, you don't want this? I'll take it for a trip to Greece. Girl. Oh, we've been talking about how Sonny and Paul should use gay lingo.
Yeah, I know they should completely.
When they meet each other, they'd be like, girl, bitch, let me tell you about this tea that I just found out at Marlena's house, honey. We got to go to Club TBD and kiki real quick.
They should. Hello, they should.
That's so funny.
It's pretty funny, actually, but they don't do that. They're all very straight gay guys.
Yeah, well, you know.
I'm like, kind of bugs.
Okay, so then...
this one was one of those, it just kept going.
What,
with Xander and Nicole.
Yeah, he grabs Nicole, so you're gonna call whatever. James, mother's reached their limit, but they have a neighbor. Oh, okay. Somebody says, yes, James, mother's reached their limit, but they have a nanny for Tate.
Not this week.
Apparently, didn't have one this week. Apparently, it was like they didn't have one this week. Mm-hmm.
What were you gonna say?
Oh, I forgot. Go ahead. I forgot. I'll come back in.
It was about Xander and Nicole.
Yeah, but I forgot what it was.
I said it just kept going on.
Yeah. I just blanked out.
Okay, so then they ended
up in the hotel.
In the
Salem Inn. Salem Inn. There we go. Yeah, Salem Inn.
And
hotel, motel, yeah. Salem Inn.
Okay, not my mistake. So he's like, call, you know, I want you to call Deimos. I want you to get Deimos in here and everything. That's why I said, I love that exchange. He's like, I'll give you Teresa for Nicole.
But like, and Nicole was looking like,
you can't do that.
She was like, that's a life. Like, that's a human life.
Right, you can't do that. He's like, I don't care.
Who talked to Deimos? Was it Nicole?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then
he came over.
They came over, and him and Xander.
And then him and Xander had connected.
Yes.
But then I was like, oh, Deimos, you are messing up. Nicole was trying to leave, and you got her with the chloroform.
Yes.
But he was very sweet, though. Did you see that as she was laying there knocked out, he was like stroking her hair?
Yeah, but how...
If I chloroform, I don't want to be like, you know, people stroking my hair. You chloroform me.
I don't want you touching me.
Exactly. After you just chloroform me.
It's like you wake up swinging, you'd be like,
sweetie.
Get off
me.
just like that.
Just like that.
But, exactly. Okay, was there a moment that you guys thought, okay, is this a part of their plan for Xander?
Right. I couldn't tell. As I said, because I was just bamboozled from the other thing.
Yeah.
I was just like, maybe this is, I couldn't tell. Maybe
yeah. Ooh, that's a great word to describe exactly what it was. It was like a bamboozle.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know, because my thought was Teresa's dead.
Right. Also, Deimos wants Nicole under his thumb, first of all. He loves her, wants her under his thumb. So I thought maybe it's just his plan to get her under his thumb. I mean, just take this opportunity and horrify me.
A few weeks ago, he said, I think he pretty much stated that he's kind of over the fact that she resembles Helena.
Yeah.
I don't agree. Like, I still think that...
It's in there.
I think it's in there.
Yeah.
Mm. It's a twisted storyline.
No, it's not sweet, Tony. It's creepy, LOL. Xander went Bill Cosby this week, LOL.
Now, that's a little too much.
Bill Cosby.
That's a lot there.
Geraldo's got an opinion this week.
I know Geraldo Ortiz.
Geraldo Ortiz.
His name in there. Diaz. I just named a singer. His name is Geraldo Ortiz.
Well, at least you didn't say Rivera.
I know.
That's somebody completely Geraldo different. Rivera.
All right. I think the plan was more apparent once we knew about the Clyde sting. That's what Carolyn thinks.
So
maybe it was part of the plan.
Maybe it's part of the plan. I guess we'll see.
So Xander's still on the loose.
Yep.
And that leaves one.
Orpheus.
Mm-hmm.
Are we on that one?
Yep. I think so.
Orpheus, John, Marlena, Steve, Kayla, and Joey.
But I love how, I think it was Marlena this week that was like, but Orpheus is the smartest of them all.
Mm-hmm.
So it's almost kind of like we have to be extra careful. But Orpheus going around planting bombs.
Right. I know. He's scary.
But I felt like Friday was supposed to be much bigger, especially with the bombs.
It is so like
the bombs were going off. Yeah. Injured people were just like arriving. And I love that they made sure to let us know that people weren't dead.
Yeah.
But they were like preparing for like injured people to come in. But then I just kind of thought, so it's not like a big thing, or is it? Or like you just going around playing like little fireworks and then.
Yeah. They did a horrible job of explaining how, like, Paul, for instance, who got struck by the tree, was at John and Marlena's apartment. How did he end up there after getting hit severely? Like, wouldn't he have gone straight from being outside?
Maybe he just wanted to go home.
I think sometimes...
Continuity.
Yeah, I think you do strange things when you're in shock. Like, going home might not be... that far-fetched. I just thought it was poorly explained. But yes, you were right. Marlena read the case file saying Orpheus is the most dangerous because he has nothing to lose.
They're doing a lot as the person who's watched Days of the Longest. I remember Orpheus the first time around. They're actually rooted in history because he did bombs back then. That's how he thought Marlena was dead. The plane exploded. So he's into bombs. When I saw that, I was like, okay, he's into bombs. That makes sense. That's what he did before.
Mm-hmm. And they mentioned that this week, too. They were like, that's his trademark. That's his calling card.
Yes, that's his calling card. Yeah. So he'd always study. So now I was like, good for me as a historian, as you guys know, I'm like, that's good use of history. And the fact that he's actually... that we have Steve and Kayla and all them working together because my Lucas you later, we'll show you a little later more a little bit a scene about that. But this all rooted in from the 80s and that Joey's involved and wants to be involved makes sense because he wants to help him out and everything. So I thought, good stuff, rooted in history. Mm-hmm. I like that. Which is what soaps are supposed to be about. It's supposed to be part-time, you know, use of history to inform a storyline today, and that makes me very happy.
And that's it, kid. That's the word from James Lott Jr.
Exactly. I'm James Lott Jr. You can follow me at James Lott Jr. Okay, no. So yeah, so that's kind of what I think. I think it's a great idea.
Yeah.
I made a note. I said, Kayla and Steve want Kate to lure Clyde. Mm-hmm.
But he's already caught.
So she didn't. And then John wants Brady to make peace with Deimos. And then Marlena asks Deimos and Nicole where Xander is, wants Deimos to reach out to Xander. And then Marlena told Nicole and Deimos that she suspects Xander will try and kill Nicole again, which brings it back to...
Was it this week?
It was the beginning of the week.
It's a blur.
I know.
Yeah, it's a lot of information.
But it's weird just because I think everything that they had planned in their little team meeting at the beginning of the week didn't really get executed the way that they had talked about earlier on. I mean, if if Marlena suspects that Xander will try and kill Nicole again, is Deimos working with her, or is Deimos trying to lure Xander?
We'll find out, I guess. I don't know.
Questions.
There's a question. I know, James, using history to drive current story should be Soap 101. I agree.
Well, there's that.
They have a long history. So, I mean, it's like right now they're really doing this. But all three characters are doing, all the three baddies are doing that. But Orpheus was on the longest, so.
I do find myself, when it comes to Kayla, wanting to, like, swing to the TV and be like, Kayla, are you okay? Are you okay?
Yes, I know.
Are you okay,
Yeah, you've Kayla? Got a lot going on, Kayla. You all right?
And she keeps wearing all these head wraps.
Yeah, I thought about you with her different head wraps, but I also thought about you this week at the end when they're all in the hospital with the victims of the explosions. And there was a woman sitting in a waiting room chair. It was an Asian woman sitting in the waiting room chair. She was talking to herself until they, like, did their pass.
Yeah.
And she stopped talking. But I just, I could hear you being like, girl, did you not hear them yell action? Like,
it's like, girl, be quiet. Yeah. Like, we're already started.
Like, well, we started.
Pull the pantomime your talk.
But you don't pantomime your talk when you're sitting alone.
Just sitting there like.
That's exactly what she was doing. Did you see it?
Oh, that's so funny.
And then they walked by and she stopped.
Yeah, yeah. Because that's when she was like,
oops.
Trying to keep my job.
She was in meditation.
She probably was. You know, she got injured. So she was praying.
The patients in that hospital always give me a laugh because it's.
And now Blanca's a nurse.
Thank you.
What was that? I don't even. I'm like, oh, you're a nurse. Oh, okay.
That's I wrote that too. I said
but Blanca's. Her and the mother had nursing experience.
Okay, well, I didn't know she was a nurse at the hospital.
I wrote. Since when is Blanca a nurse?
Yeah. I will admit, that was a weird way to reintroduce her, because we hadn't seen her in a long time. And actually, you know what? I forgot her name until someone said it later on, but when in my notes, it was like, I called her Miss Cha-Cha. Like, in my notes, it was like, Miss Cha-Cha.
Miss Cha-Cha, I like it.
I like her.
Yeah, she's fine.
She's fine.
And then all of a sudden, okay, now wait.
We gotta get to it.
Wasn't she flirting with Rafe? Mm-hmm. And now all of a sudden she's flirting with Dario?
Yep.
Yeah.
It's that guacamole.
It's guacamole, it's taquitos. Mm-hmm.
She said, she tells Dario she would go out with him and she's not interested in Rafe. And then she made some weird comment about we can go out together, but I'm going to buy my own drink.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Independent woman.
Well, I mean, she's a nurse.
You're a nurse?
Hired at University Hospital. Maybe that's where she's been. She's been doing the paperwork for University Hospital. That's why she ain't been around for a while.
Yeah.
And then, you know, she just popped up and she had a job.
Jordy was looking sexy shirtless, too. He was. He was talking when he was here about going shirtless and how he was supposed to do a shirtless scene and it ended up not happening.
Mm-hmm.
He's hot.
Well, that happened.
That happened.
We'll go ahead.
He's hot.
All right, so we covered the... Oh, and then Dario told... Eddie that he hired the creeper to hurt
he admitted that. To make him look bad, he admitted that, and he was like, okay, I get it. He's like, I've done worse. So
are we in Tippett?
I don't know, because we hopped into
I'm disrupting the show because I'm not here normally.
You're always so disruptive.
I am.
I figured while we were on Dario and Blanca Eddie on in there.
Yeah,
that's fine. We're in Tippett's now.
We are in Tippett's now. Days of Our Lives does a terrific job at casting a creeper. Like the one that Dario hired to shoot Rafe and not Gabby. Such a creep. I think that...
But he was like a...
He was like the Grease Lightning creep.
Yes, like, very West Side Story, like one of the Jets.
That's him.
Sorry, my little Maria.
You know that scene?
Crazy.
Yeah, come on, James. You know you wanted to join.
Oh no, he already did.
I did mine already. Sorry, I did mine already.
He did his by himself. He's Maria.
I'm Maria. I would not come to the America. We're all Puerto Rican.
Oh my gosh, I love that song.
It is a great song.
It is.
Yes. I would be Moreno.
I would be the friend, though.
Yes, you. Yeah, I'm talking to you. He has some good lines in that song, too.
Everyone there would have moved here.
Exactly. There's some good lines for the friend in that song, yes.
Okay, sorry. We're back.
We're back, everybody. West Side Story.
Yeah, so great job casting a creeper. I agree with that. I'm glad that Dario got it off his chest, that he did that. Speaking of Eddie also had a confession, too, to Kate, that he felt like it was his fault that Orpheus, Xander, and Clyde were even out because of his plan, which I still love.
Are they going to sleep together?
Kate, I mean, why not? She can't sleep with nobody
else. There was a funny moment where she was like, Eduardo, does anyone call you Eddie? And his answer was sometimes, but the way that she kind of leaned in and asked the question reminded me of, like, Karen Walker. And
does anyone call you Eddie?
Yeah, and I felt like he was going to go, no.
Yeah, right, no.
And she was going to be like, whatever. Yeah. So, but yeah, that was a sweet moment.
They have great chemistry.
They do.
I said from the very beginning they had great chemistry.
I think they should have kept that going instead of entering her with Deimos. I think they would have been, because like Eduardo is like a soft bad guy.
Yes,
he's reformed.
Yeah.
Do we believe that he's reformed? I think so.
He is reformed. He's just like checking people.
Yeah.
Who gonna check me, boo?
Look, you gonna check me, boo?
You ain't gonna check nobody, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's very much that. Yeah. All right. What else?
So that the Hope, Rafe, Aiden.
Okay, you want to talk about creepers? Let's talk about creepers. Let's talk about Aiden.
I'm going to buy you a dress, and you're going to meet me tonight wearing it.
Okay, I have so many questions.
Wait. And Hope is like, bitch, I'm busy. Like, there is stuff going on. And say, well, you get a break. Well, what kind of break you think I'm about to get? You think I'm a cop, and I just get like an hour lunch break? Like, there's a crisis going on in Salem, and you worried about me wearing this dress?
Heard that.
I have so many questions, you guys.
Go ahead.
I don't even know if you guys even answer them.
Go. Question number one. No. So,
I really don't like anything I saw this week when it came to her, Hope, and Aiden.
Mark's been saying it for weeks.
Now, you guys know, first of all, Hope is my girl. Hope is my girl. I love her. Love her more than life itself. The whole thing. Okay. I don't think Hope has chemistry with Rafe anymore. I don't think she has chemistry with Aiden. The writers have ruined everything. They've ruined a whole storyline. They've ruined it all. Why wasn't Aiden a good guy when he came back? And why aren't they together? And like, I don't understand. I don't get any of it. I think it's just so... Now he's creepy and like blackmailing her because he knows that she killed Stefano. Yeah. To be able to go on a date with him.
The men in Hope's life don't listen to her.
Not
she's
all.
Like, Rafe, right now you and I aren't going to work. And he's like, I'm not going to take that. Like, I can't take that lying down. And she's like, no, but seriously, like, I need me time. I've got so much going on. And then you've got Aiden who's like, put the dress I just bought you on and meet me. And she's like you said,
and
I'm
you're
busy.
Going to,
and you're
because
going
I
to.
Know that you killed Stefano.
Listen to her. Listen to her.
I think they ruined everything. But the only thing with this whole storyline, I'm just like, they ruined it all.
Everything.
Everything, bitches. The only thing that I like with the storyline is they finally showed Hope and Jen together. They're close cousins. Finally, she admits that she killed Stefano to Jen.
Yes.
And I was like, well, finally. They finally put them in. Like, that's the whole point. They were close cousins. Why wouldn't you tell her?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like, good. You finally unloaded. I love that scene, those scenes with them together. Finally. Like, Jesus, the only thing I liked about the whole thing, but everything else was cheese and crackers to me and kiss my grits. I couldn't take any of it.
You know what I did like? I did like that Rafe gave Aiden the box of work, like the stack of files.
Oh, that did happen.
Which I think was like Monday, and it felt like it was 3 weeks ago. But he gave him the stack of files, and Aiden was like, I'm not doing this. And Rafe was like, oh, no, you will. Roman wants you to. And then he's like, oh, and when you're done that one,
there's more
another
boxes.
Box and another and box.
More, yeah. But basically, Rafe was like, since you want to go back and look at some files, here go some files that you can look at.
Here's some files for you.
And in our chat, Alana, question for Tony James Matthew. What in the heck happened to Hope promising Stefano that she'd watch out for Chad? I know she has her own stuff on the go, but she has nothing to do with Chad.
But didn't she just have that scene with JJ trying to find out to make sure everything was okay at the Demera Mansion?
I guess so.
I don't even know.
I don't know if I care.
I just don't care.
Thank you.
I don't give two shits. I'm going to say I'm going
to
cuss.
You are not two supposed shits. To say you don't care.
I don't care about this storyline. Christian Alfonso deserves so much better. Galen Gehring deserves so much better. And so does Daniel Cosgrove. They're three great actors. Spin them off another storyline. I'm done.
Hope told Jen about Stefano, and Jen was like, I don't care.
Yeah, she was like, yeah.
She was like, drinks.
But I feel like this. Like, why would anybody care that someone, like, all the stuff that you that everyone knows that Stefano did, like,
come on,
who
Tony,
cares?
Acknowledge it. That was good.
What? Drinks? That was good. I did.
It's like,
sorry.
It's like,
it was, yeah.
They don't care. I mean, she did. It's just like,
who cares? Drinks?
Yeah.
Question mark? No?
She was like, let's go to TBD.
Pills?
She was let's go to TBD and get lit.
Yes.
Lit.
Like,
we are
what?
Celebrating.
I don't blame you now. I'm just
she
like,
was like, we'll have some beers at Brady's and then we'll go to TBD.
We'll have some beers at the pub.
Yep.
You know, maybe.
We'll have some of that chicken surprise at that mermaid.
Or the clam chowder.
Yeah, the clam chowder.
And then we'll hop over to TBD.
Hey. And get our freak on.
They should. Okay, that's what she needs. I just think the whole storyline. I'm done.
Jen was going to back it up at TBD.
Back it up.
Oh, my
done.
Gosh.
Done.
I don't. Born. Yeah, I'm not a fan of this storyline either because you cannot blackmail. I mean, even the only person who was the queen of blackmailing somebody to be with her is Sammy.
Our Melvin fan just said, I could care less about Hope keeping a promise to Stefano.
He did. I just they all deserve better.
Yeah.
And that's just me. I don't know. It's just me.
All right. Well, there's that. Next.
Next.
Okay. I'm going to skip down to Paul, to Abba, Theo and Abe. I'll do something, whatever. I know you can get me. I'm going to do what I want.
Someone should turn that into a gift.
Look, we've got Theo and Abe.
Oh, you tried.
Oh, you did try it. Okay. Tony and I maybe have an age difference, but I can only be his father when I was really fast.
They accelerated your...
It could work. I was fast.
Exactly. Well, in that case, he is correct.
Come on. I was fast.
You were fast. You still fast.
I am fast.
Slow down.
Oh, dang it. Okay. But yes, well, ignore what Master just said.
And Lexi.
Girl, bye. Okay,
yeah, I'm like, good night. Get out.
Get out.
No, but yeah, no, it's... I thought it was a great scene together, mm-hmm. those two. And now that it's so funny to see actually Ty. I don't see Theo that much. So I don't watch the show that much. But seeing Kyle Pettis just do such a great job continually, he does such a great job. And their talk together was so good. Like, do you want me not to do it again because you think I can't handle things? Because he's trying to be a man. You know, Theo's trying to be a man.
Mm-hmm.
And A was like, no, I believe in you. It's not a good idea to do this stuff. You don't no shooting anymore. No more guns. It's like it was a great moment between these two.
Do you think people. That Theo understood the severity of taking the gun, though?
I'm not sure. Do you think he did? I mean, I'm not sure. I don't know if he...
I'm pretty sure Theo was well aware of what he was doing.
He's smart.
He just couldn't fully follow through.
Yeah.
Because autism got to him.
Yeah. He got
a little like, oh, wait.
Yeah.
But he knew what he was doing.
No, I believe that he knew what he was doing, but does he know that, like, how dangerous it was?
He didn't care. He was just,
Clyde shot his father.
Yeah.
He didn't care.
He didn't care, yeah.
Not at all. Just like, wait. Nope, no more examples. That's it. He didn't care. Yep.
Didn't care.
That was it. All right.
I love their scenes together. I love seeing, for me, I see a black father and black son on television, you know, having a storyline. So that makes me happy.
So does the audience.
Thank you. Like, okay, again, excuse you. I'm like his older brother or sister. One of the two.
Sister.
You.
I'm like, hello, people. I'm not that old.
So,
I am a grandfather. But yes.
Then
Paul, Sonny, Gabby, and Jen.
I loved those scenes.
It was cute.
Yep.
It was cute. I like Paul and Gabby being friends. I like them. But again, I have the same problem. It's like they're just so, everybody's so straight laced. I want to see some fun. They're young. Really young. Have some of the lingo, some stuff. It's like, it all seems so straight laced and so buttoned up.
Yeah.
It's like, come on. I mean, I know you guys do some stuff on the show, obviously, but.
This week, it happened earlier. They brought Paul and. They brought Sonny and Chad together.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
Okay.
Gabby and.
Gabby and Paul.
They had talked. They
brought Sonny and Chad, and they had a heated moment, and then. I love when they made up. You can see the love between the two of
them. Yes, I agree.
Oh, and the
are they
card,
good friends in real life?
I don't know.
I don't know their life.
I would assume so. But yeah. The card that they had from the first time that they opened up Club TBD, yeah. And she had it.
Yeah. It was cute. I like the Chad Sonny relationship because Chad's just like super straight dude, so to speak. And Sonny, he's gay, very open. And I like that it didn't matter. They were friends.
And there's the deep love.
Right.
I love that.
It's like me and Cameron Lewis.
And then at the very beginning of the week, though, Sonny and Paul met at the pub to talk, and Will got mentioned. Paul brought up Will, and Sonny told him to shut up.
Because it's still hard for him.
Because
it was the year anniversary.
It was the year anniversary. I'm going to say it was the year anniversary.
Yep.
I got angry again when they said it was a year anniversary. I got really angry. I remember being on this show with you guys, and we're all angry and pissed that Will got killed.
Yep.
And I got really angry again, kind of like, it was a year ago and they ruined the show. Oh, yes. Okay,
they need to
it.
Bring Will back. I do think they're going to. I don't know when, but sure? I think they will. Well, I'm not but, sure. But I think they will.
But I'm saying, I know you're not sure. Like, he has no inside stuff. I'm saying, like, are you sure you think that's the direction they may go? And if they do, is it Chandler Massey going to bring back? The guy Wilson going to bring back? Or somebody new? He's saying no. Somebody's saying no. He's
not going to bring Will
sometimes
back.
He's dead. Some people are dead sometimes on these shows. Sometimes. They're like dead, dead, dead.
Because, okay, think about this. Good luck trying to explain that. When we saw the death, we saw Will. We saw the struggle.
You ever seen the movie Soap Dish?
I was talking about that the other day.
He carries no head. He goes, he's going to attach a head back. It's some kind of special thing. You can work it out.
Good
so,
luck.
You can always work it out.
The thing I love about soaps is that they can work it out. I mean, it could be completely off the wall and ludicrous.
Yeah, it stays our lives.
Yep.
He's like,
good luck.
Yeah. So I think I don't know. I mean, but it would be. I would love to have him back, of course. But I mean, James Reynolds plays Abe Carver. He's the best actor on Days of Our Lives. He is clean. He's a good home wife for Abe Carver on Days of Our Lives. Thank you. That's a guy. The person who just wrote that has a long handle.
Yeah.
I don't know what his handle is. Steve Paranormal Peace and Good Woman and Man.
All right.
I interviewed James Reynolds. He's a great guy. So yes, and he needs a bigger storyline, I guess. So we're gonna do that.
All right, Sierra, Claire, and Joey. They were at the hospital. They volunteered. Next.
Yeah, I know. I was like,
done.
Like, done.
Joey tried to escape. Next.
Yeah.
Claire was like, should we answer the phones?
It's like, girl. Girl. Girl.
Yeah.
Like, you're already there. The hospital is in crisis. Yes. What else are you going to do?
Yeah. Sierra was like, third floor nurse's station.
University Hospital. Fun times, those kids.
I agree with Tony, but yes, I want to see Will coming back. We saw Aiden killed too, just saying, Tony.
Huh?
Yeah, I said we saw Aiden killed too, just. But didn't explain it was Aiden.
But exactly, it wasn't Aiden, and that was thoroughly explained. How are you going to explain that it wasn't Will?
Ooh, that's true.
I still think they could do something where it was like a vision of.
He had a vision of love, and it was more than they were giving to me.
Yes.
Ooh, White Mariah Carey. I love it.
No, I love that song.
Yeah, yeah. That's when Mariah Carey was white. When she was white. I love it.
What is she now?
Well, now she's black. But back then, she was white Mariah Carey.
I can't.
And then she was also ambiguous Mariah Carey. And then she left Tiny Matola, she was black Mariah Carey.
I can't.
I think it's time to open up the phone lines for Mariah fan Carey. Calls. Tony, one more time, tell us where we can call in.
If you would like to call in and voice your thoughts and opinions on this week's episodes of Days of Our Lives, feel free to call us live here at AfterBuzz TV's Dish and Days at 424-253-0749. Again, that's 424-253-0749. Call now.
And Steven, if you're still paying attention in the control room, will you let us know with the sound
effect? Whoever's
effect?
In there.
He's not. He left. Steven fell asleep.
He said Hago. He said he's going to be here half the
Steven
time.
Steven
Eaton. I know he didn't
exist. There hasn't been a joop in about 30 minutes.
Yep.
So he has given up.
Oh, sure. Hawk says, it was nice to see the Horton children working behind the desk. There's a long history of candy stripers in their family, which is true.
That's very true.
Oh.
Welcome to Dish and Days. Caller, tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, it's Carolyn calling from Connecticut.
Hey, Carolyn.
Carolyn
Topol.
How you doing?
We're doing
good.
Great. How are you?
Very good. Very good. First of all, Tony, I got to say, Will, I think I could imagine that the Will that went to California wasn't the one that came back. We could play the same twin game they did with Aiden.
Ain't buying it, Carolyn. I almost thought she was going to say, I would buy the fact that, like, you know, it wasn't Will, but, like, they bring him back and it's you.
Yeah.
Good luck explaining that one.
Yeah,
that was the I don't know. Well, you know, Mark had that theory, too. And, you know, I think if they didn't do that with Aiden, I would be like, okay. But since they did that with Aiden, I'm like, next. Good luck.
I hear what you're saying. But really what I wanted to comment on was we saw a lot of, in the past couple of weeks, family connections that we've been missing for a long time. I mean, we even had Claire call Hope Gran.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I was like, finally.
Which
geez.
I was like, I nearly passed out when I saw that. I was so excited.
Me too, girl.
And then the other one was like the kids are all talking about their relationships to each other. Mm-hmm. And even Sonny mentioning that Joey's his cousin.
Yes. I like that.
Steve concentrating on making sure Adrian's okay.
Yes.
So I'm really enjoying that.
I agree.
With what's happening now. We're seeing that the family connections are finally coming back into view. And it's the Horton and the Brady and Johnson family connections that we're seeing a lot of also.
I agree.
I like that, too. And I noticed that a few weeks ago when someone addressed someone and they were like, oh, Claire did, Grandpa John. And I was like,
yeah, yep.
Thank you for that.
Like, finally.
I appreciate
geez.
That. Yeah. All
right. Yeah. And so that's what I wanted to comment on was I was really happy to be seeing that. It's made it nicer for someone like me who's watched for a long time to see that they didn't just drop all those.
Me, too.
So
I
like that.
I agree. I totally agree with that.
It's easy to forget, too, with such a big family tree.
Yeah. Bring yeah. Of tree.
Good luck to the person who has to come up with that ancestry.com. Good luck.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you, Carolyn.
I'll let somebody else get in on the phone lines. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Bye, Carolyn. And it looks like we have another caller. Hello, caller. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, Anne from Montreal.
Hi, Anne.
Ooh, Canada. Yes.
Yeah. Well,
how are you?
Not too bad. Yourself?
Good, thank you. What did you think of this week?
I really liked it, actually. It's been fast-paced. It's been fun. You know, I've never really been a fan of Dina's writing, but she's getting a lot more right than she got wrong. Okay. You know, she's got mentions that we haven't heard about in years. Storylines are intertwining, bringing people back. It's been fabulous.
Yeah, totally agree.
But I think that the plan with Chad and Andre is actually to set up Abigail's return. That's what I think is going on. Because Andre being part of that plan and helping to protect Thomas brings up Chad's trust in him. Hmm. So when he finds out that Andre faked his wife's death, it's going to hit the fan.
Nobody knows.
Did Andre fake Abigail's death?
Yeah, he did. He did. He said that she was on a plane from Mexico.
Oh, and the plane went down.
Oh, yes. I think that was like a few months ago.
Oh, that's right. After she snuck out the window.
Yes, when Andre was the one that reported, like, what happened. Yes. Look at you.
Yeah, which is amazing.
Because we were real quiet.
What bothers me, though, is that detail is so small that I completely forgot about it. They need to keep that alive so when Abigail walks through the door.
Oh, they will. A week before. They'll take us to the flashback and remind us of that one time.
Yeah, they will.
They love a good flashback.
They'll definitely remind us of what's gone on.
Yeah.
But I think that's what's happening.
That's an interesting thought.
I like it.
Yeah.
We're weeks away from Marcy Miller coming in.
I'm really looking forward to it. I can't wait to see new Abigail.
So am I. It's going to be great.
Mm-hmm. Things are about to get good.
You know, and she's gotten endorsements already from Teo Penglis himself, Vincent Irizarry. Billy Flynn talked about her in Toronto in July and said she was great and fans should give her a chance.
Oh, yeah.
Fans should give her a chance.
So I think it's going to be great.
Yep.
Good.
Well, I'm looking forward to it.
Me too.
I just want to know how they're going to integrate her.
So am I. So I think really the whole Clyde thing is that's what's happening. I think that's why they brought Clyde back.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for that.
That was eye-opening. Yeah, there was like a light bulb moment here in the studio. We all kind of looked up like,
Quite a few.
Yep. Thank you for your call.
I just feel like that's where it's going. And, you know, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong, but...
But it's a good prediction.
Yeah, and we shall see what happens in Salem.
Thank you very much, caller.
James, it's nice to see you again.
Thank you very much.
And I'm sorry for your loss.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much. Thank you.
And make sure you tune into him and support him for the GH Report and Bold Breakdown.
Bold Breakdown.
I wasn't promoting myself after that. I was taking her kindness.
You know you were trying to promote, too.
Seriously, thank you very much. It's way tough these days, but I'm getting in there.
Thanks, guys.
All right, thank you. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Looks like we have another caller. Hello, caller. Welcome to Dish and Days. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Hello, it's Mike Riley from New York.
Uh-oh.
Heard from you in a month of Sundays.
Mike, you behave yourself.
Yeah, it's been a while.
It has been a minute.
What's going on, Mike?
Is he in hiding because he probably came to the realization that Gina and Billy being on honeymoon must mean they consummated their love.
Ooh, and the shade is real on Sunday. Mike will call. Mike calls in, and that's the first thing he'll say. He'll give shade.
Oh, he does.
And then he'll give insight to the show.
Oh, that's so funny. He don't do that on my show. He's always nice on my show.
Well, because Mark ain't on that show.
Yeah, he
just wait.
That's
just
right.
Just wait. Just wait till you profess your love for somebody that he liked too. He gonna do it. Go ahead, Mike. What are your thoughts about this week?
I am with you on this whole Hope, Race, Aiden disaster. She has chemistry with neither one of them.
Exactly.
This just brought Aiden on the show originally as like a nice man for Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't work for me. Truthfully, what they should have done, in my opinion, is when Bo died, Hope and Steve should have just gone out, had like a drunken night, you know, kind of commiserating over Bo's death. And they should have hooked up. And then what should have happened, either Joey or Sierra should have walked in on them, and one of those two kids should have been propelled to be the new Sammy, in the same way Sammy walked in on John and Marlena.
We need a new Sammy.
Because that affair would affect so many people.
Mm-hmm.
It would push Victor with Caroline because Bo's their kid and he was wronged. And, you know, that furthers that triangle they have with Maggie. Then we have all the Bradys and Hortons versus each other. Jennifer has to side with Hope. You know, Eve, to spite Jennifer, would be like, oh, Kayla's my aunt for marriage. I need to side with her. You know, there would have been so much that you could do with a storyline like that. I think Race, I love Galen, but, he's a little too...
Boring?
I don't know. Ooh. No, I don't say boring, but it's like... his personality's a little too even-keeled. Okay, fine, boring. But it's just, there are no dynamics. Like, I like smarmy Aiden. I just don't want him involved with Hope. Like, put a character like that together with Eve. You know, put him with someone interesting.
Yeah,
sure,
I agree.
Yeah. I
hate Deimos and Nicole together, too. I don't see any chemistry between the two of them.
What?
Like, put her with Race. They had good chemistry together.
Hmm.
Put Deimos with Adrian, because I don't like her as like, oh, let's trot her out every time we feel like we need to use Lucas.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Like I said this before, she's an acting dynamo.
Mm-hmm.
They were Lujak back in the day. I hate all the romance going on right now.
I'm not in total disagreement with that.
Tell us how you really feel.
And I will say that I'm still a Hope Justin supporter. I think that Hope and Justin, I thought Wally Kurth and Christoph Franz had chemistry. And still in the family, so to speak. I thought they should be together.
Hmm. Well.
But what about Olivia, James?
I know, because he's doing double duty right now on General Hospital and Days of Our Lives. Wally Kurth is working it out.
You better collect them checks, Wally.
Okay,
Did you guys notice that when Chad was shot and he kind of raised his arm? His shirt came up, his tattoo was showing, but then when he took his shirt off, his tattoo had been covered up.
Oh, how funny.
Yes.
Oh, he knows.
I mean, I wasn't looking that closely, but of course Mike Riley was.
Mm-hmm.
What exactly were you trying to look at, Mike Riley?
I should be quiet. And then, is there something you guys are not telling the fans? Because James comes back and all of a sudden Matt is dressed up like he's going for a job interview. Is there some switcheroo happening that we don't know about?
Well, if you've been watching the past 2 weeks, you would notice that I've been wearing a button-down and a tie for, like, the past 3 weeks.
And if you know, for the past, like, months, I'm always after Matthew Evan Payne. So he dressed up for me.
Get in line.
Yep.
All right, that's all I got for tonight's episode.
Look at Mike trying to stir up some drama here. At
Dish and Days.
This ain't the show. This ain't soap.
I'm like, what?
Well, okay.
I don't know what you guys are talking about. I'm going to wish you all a good night.
I'm going to go back to knitting.
I was knitting something
before I called. So I'm going to go back to my knitting.
Somehow, I cannot picture you sitting in the big city of New York in a rocking chair knitting something, unless you're knitting something for Billy Flynn.
Goodbye.
And there you have it, folks.
Bye, Mike. Thank you for calling.
Said stay blessed, basically.
Right? Wasn't that a stay blessed moment?
Stay blessed.
That was like, I don't know what y'all are talking about. Stay blessed.
We have time for just one more caller.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, caller. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
It's Cheryl from South Carolina.
Well, look at Cheryl from South Carolina squeezing on in here.
How are you guys?
We're great. How are you?
I'm alive.
I am much better now that the hurricane has passed.
Oh, yes, you guys.
That's a blessing.
How was your family doing, too?
Just a couple of days this week, and a couple of days last week.
So I was playing catch-up
listening to your show.
Yeah.
But you guys mentioned the fact that it was kind of anticlimactic Friday. Mm-hmm. But I think we're still, aren't we still like a day behind from the series of preemptions that we had before? So Friday ought to be, I mean, Monday ought to be really good.
Interesting.
And then maybe we'll have a really good Tuesday.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Okay. That's right. Possibly.
Well,
I feel like we're still off.
I just thought something big was going to happen because all these bombs were going off in Salem and everybody was running amok. And I was like, something's big about the... Oh, Friday's over?
Yeah, it was over.
That's how I felt.
Yeah, me too. I was like, oh, it's over.
That's how I felt.
Yeah, so I feel like it was meant to be Thursday.
Interesting. Okay.
Maybe.
I see that.
Cheryl, while I have you on the phone, and I know you're from South Carolina, I want to make sure that you mark your calendar because there's a dual coast event coming to Charlotte, North Carolina on April 22nd. So I just want to put that little bug in your ear so that you can, you know, put that date in your calendar.
I saw that.
I was a little bit excited
about that for a minute, but I may not be here then.
Where are you going?
So.
Oh, I'm so nosy.
I don't know. It's kind of up in the air right now.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Well,
she's got her own Days of Our Lives going on.
Well, still put it in your calendar and make it. Okay.
Make it.
I will try to do that.
All right. Well, thanks.
Charlotte's a hub, you know, so Charlotte's a hub for that anywhere.
Yeah. I mean, listen, Christmas is coming up. There you go. Merry Christmas.
There you go. That's all I want for Christmas. Right.
Thank you for calling, Cheryl.
Well, thank you, Cheryl.
All right. Take care, guys.
You too.
Bye-bye.
And now we're on to our segments really quickly before we run out of time.
Oh, yeah, I guess we're running
out. Well, now it's time for Tony's official tweet. You gotta wait, Steven. It's now time for Tony's official three snaps award.
All right,
so I decided to give it to Lucas because, and this was on Monday when he was talking to Kate, and I don't know, let's see, they were talking about the living arrangements, and Lucas wanted her to come live in the mansion. And I can't remember what she said, but he clapped back with, "I prefer you go to Europe with Austin." I heard that banter. So I'm going to give it to Lucas. So, Lucas, Brian DeTillo, you get Tony's official three snaps award.
Oh, snap.
Boom. He did say that. He's like, going to Austin. I was like, ooh, dang.
I'll live for that. All right. So there's that.
And
now it's time for
Matthew's Choice.
It will never get old.
Guess not.
Oh my god.
Matthew's Choice this week goes to a scene between Clyde and Chad that reminded me something of Shakespeare. Yeah. When in Romeo and Juliet, Abram says, "Do you bite your thumb at us, sir?" And Samson says, "No, sir, I do not bite my thumb at you, sir, but I bite my thumb, sir." Was the scene between Clyde and Chad when Clyde said, "Don't you sneer at my son. You're not man enough to lick the bottom of his boots." And Chad says, "You're wrong. I don't sneer at Ben. I pity him. He had you for a father, so I sneer at you."
Okay.
I was like, oh.
Thou stith out, thou dying smeareth.
And he followed it up by spitting right on his shoe.
Patui.
Yeah.
Patui.
I love that. Their scenes together were
good.
On point.
I mean, James Reese is so good. He's a good actor.
Yeah.
Just period.
And he's so great. And so is Billy Flynn. Yeah.
Of course, what we say about James Reese, he's such a good actor. It's like they shouldn't have got rid of him in the first place.
I mean,
so
right. Stupid. Well, I mean, but you know, you ain't writing it, so.
Yeah.
There you go. And that has been
Matthew's Choice. Thank you.
And now it's time for
Look Who's Related.
Gosh, these, let me tell you, these voiceovers are on point.
How did they find it?
They found it.
Because they never deleted it.
They found it.
I knew they didn't.
Okay, folks, so Look Who's Related this time. When I did the show solo, I showed you a quick clip and told you about Orpheus with Marlena and John. Well, he also has a past with Kayla and Steve. So I'm going to show you a scene where he kidnaps Kayla back in the late 80s. And the star of this whole scene is the phone. When they show the phone, where they had the dials in the back. So, let's go next.
How do you know mine?
He looks the same to me.
Mm-hmm.
Stockholm.
I think she's pregnant in real life in this scene. That's what she's all kind of.
That's what she said.
Brother yeah. Roman's affairs. But he grabs it.
Oh, yeah, she's
pregnant. You don't mind if I call you Kayla, do you?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yes, your brother and I, we go way back. So, tell me about your boyfriend. That little injury he got in Stockholm heal up nicely?
What boyfriend?
Steve Johnson. Or is it Patch?
Look at her hair.
Really? What were you doing walking into his apartment tonight?
I
so pretty.
She's so pretty.
Through the door. Something about being sorry. When did you have a little lover's quarrel? It's a shame. Pretty girl like you. I bet he feels bad. In fact, I'd be willing to bet that when you call him and tell him where you are and who you're with, he'll be willing to do just about anything to get you back.
I am not going to call him just so you can set him up.
You'll do exactly what I tell you to do.
Grab her. Grab her. Here's the phone.
Get phone up. How did you know that Roman and Steve were down the pier waiting for you?
There it is. That phone. Hey, we see the back. Look at the back of the phone. So I just wanted to show that, you guys. I just love that phone. Like, the phone is just amazing. Because they didn't have, like, fancy phones like today.
That 1980s phone, huh?
Yeah, that's what with the dials in the back of the phone. You can talk on it. It was, like, crazy. Bo, Hope, Steve, Kayla, and Shane all trying to help Roman find Marlena. This is all part of that scene, part of that storyline. In the end, Marlena was presumed dead in an explosion in a plane, which led to all kinds of stuff. And Roman, during that time, became John Black. It was a whole big thing during that time period. So I just want to show that. He was also a partner with Victor Kiriakis. So Orpheus has real big ties in Salem. And that's why all those people were kind of against him. And a little side fact about George Del Hoyo, who plays him, he's from Uruguay. I think it's really interesting. You don't meet people from... I have one friend named Reef who's from Uruguay in South America.
Reef or Reef?
It's Reef. R-E-E-F.
That was just a little decision days humor.
Yeah, but I don't care about me.
And that has been Look Who's Related.
Thank you. it's old times.
And now let us hop into news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
That's not me.
Day of Days is on November 12th at City Walk, Universal Studios. Meet the stars of NBC's hit soap opera, Days of Our Lives, and mingle with fans of the show.
Yeah. And speaking of fans of the show,
tell them, Tony.
A huge announcement. As you guys know, I've been asking, hey, who's coming to Los Angeles for a Day of Days? Because we here at AfterBuzz TV's Dish and Days has decided to open our studio doors later on that evening on November 12th for a meet and greet with yours truly, myself, Matthew, and Mark. And also James Lott Jr.
Maybe.
What?
Hopefully. We'll be having a meet and greet here in our studios. You can come, take a look at the studio that we do Dish and Days in.
Where all the magic happens.
All the magic happens. And you can meet with us, and I think we're going to have pizza rolls and wine, and it is going to be an amazing event. So, stay tuned. All details will be posted on our Facebook. Limited amount of tickets, free of charge, will be available. So, be on the lookout for that. And that has been the huge announcement.
I love it. Well, guys, thank you so much for saying that you like the Lucas related. I know it's kind of fun.
Yeah, it is fun.
You guys asked me, so I did it. A couple of things really quickly. There's a stage reading of Annapurna with MBE and Mary Beth Evans and Stephen Nichols. So you like them together. They're going to do a reading the next day on November 13th at Barnsdall Park, Los Feliz. Is what it is?
Yeah.
Barnsdall
Park in Los Feliz.
So I'm sure you go to probably their social medias and find out exactly all the details. I'm sure with those two. But you like them together, so they do something off camera. And then, of course, our girl, Ariane Zucker. And it is Ariane Zucker. She spelled it out for you guys. Her thing. I just want to say, personally, loved her response on social media. Very classy. She appeared on the Today Show to chat about the Trump controversy. She's kind of been thrown into this thing, out of nowhere. And she's handling herself really nicely. And, of course, I know I can speak for everybody here. We were friends with her. We wish her the best of luck. And yeah. She kind of goes through this kind of process of stuff. But she's really classy. She's really doing it well.
So. And I like that she put a positive spin on it. Yes. Like, you know, she just... I feel like her response is, I'm not surprised that, you know, men have such a degrading, you know... interaction with each other, but even though I've been thrust into this position, I'm going to take it and do a positive spin on it to just let people know, like, it's not okay.
And yeah, I like that too. Also, she's just like, I'm busy right now. I got things going on. I'm a mother. I'm a wife. I'm an actress. She got things going on. She's like, I'm not going to really play into it so much because she's like, I got stuff going on. So it's like,
there you have it. I like that. Good for you. Yes. Oh, really quick. I received a tweet from Miss Aloma Wright.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. And she asked me, and I quote, Tony, did you start this Bring Back Maxine? And I was like, I didn't. The fans have. So she noticed y'all. So keep
That's
it
so
going.
Funny.
So if you want to see Miss Aloma Wright back on Days, keep tweeting. Include her, include Days. Include me to play her son. And, and maybe the...
You guys should watch last year's Day of Days. Their interview together was very cute. Aloma, she was great.
She's super sweet.
Super sweet.
She's really funny, right?
Yeah, funny. Yeah. But she was also super nice. And just watching them two together was really... It was a treat for us. We talked about it all year. And they actually got together and just very sweet exchange.
And when we first met, she was like... You're my son. Yes, that is me. I'll post the interview on
Facebook. Yeah, you should. It's really cute. It's a really cute one from last year.
All right.
Any predictions?
More bombs going off and saying,
I guess. I was like, more bombs.
More bombs.
What about you?
That's it.
All right.
Yep.
Okay.
Thank you so very much for joining us on this edition of Edition Days. Yes. Handsome man all the way to my left. Tell us.
You can find... I pulled the Matthew Evans.
You did. Your question on James Lott Jr. Thanks for letting me come back on the show again, you guys.
Who are you?
You know who I am. And you can follow me everywhere on social media platforms at James Lott Jr. And go ahead, and if you watch General Hospital, Bold and Beautiful, I'm on both of those shows tonight.
And tell us where they can find you, young man.
Well, if you would like to find me and look at all the things that are me, make sure you follow me on all social media platforms at Lounger with Tony or my website that I hope is still there, loungerwithtony.com.
And I am Matthew Evan Payne. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Matthew E. Payne.
And
have
shout
a
out
great
to
night.
Mark J. Freeman.
Oh, shout out to Mark J. Freeman.
Matt living Lorraine for, Love oh, on. Yeah, yeah. Yep.
And Living for the Hair.
Living for the hair. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, so That's much it. Fun chatting about Days
yes.
of Our Lives with
it's
you,
been great,
fine
as
young
always.
Men.
Yes.
And we will see you next week. Good night.
He's gone, bitches!
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.